Yo, what's up, everybody? We live here on Off the Rock, bruh. It's just a bash day. It's a cash day because we got Jay Cash in the motherfucking building.
What it do?
What it do, brother?
What it do, man?
Hey, man, you out here looking like a luxurified zebra.
You gonna smoke it like that? You gonna smoke it? First thing you gonna do on the show is just smoke it.
I gotta give you a warm.
Hey, I like this guy. Okay, for sure.
We were live for what, like 5 seconds?
I don't know if I'm black with white stripes or white with black stripes.
Hey, you feel me? You gotta keep that. You gotta make sure that you have everybody feeling solidified. We got the black and the white in here. He's just light skinned and everybody relax.
Cool.
Yeah, just relax. Wrong. So kick off your socks, sit back, off the rock is up, man.
Yes, sir.
How everybody feeling in the room? Let me start over all the way to the left, bro. How your day been? How you doing? First, introduce yourself and let everybody know what you do.
I'm Trap D. You know what I'm saying?
Trap D?
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying?
8 made finest, you know what I'm saying? 251 equal 8.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The 8 for.
Exactly. You putting us all together.
I like that one though.
Yeah.
You know, he ran that shit by me the other day, and I was like, that's some clever shit.
Yeah, I ain't never thought about that.
I was like, fuck that 8 shit.
I'm telling you, bro.
251 equal 8. I was like, oh,
that shit clever because. That shit clever because we all been out of high school for a minute, so additions ain't been our shit for a while.
it wasn't my shit then.
But bro, how your day go? Like, bro, tell us a little bit how your shit went today.
Shit, typical.
Just typical.
You know, record.
Mm-hmm. You know,
not every day, but you know,
the artist wave.
Right.
Yeah. That's did you come up with something like clever, or new in the studio? You find like a new technique you had going on that you didn't do before. I love when the light goes off or come on, however you want to say it.
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
For real. I didn't discover a lot of shit I can do for real. Because, you know, I engineer myself.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I can play with a lot of shit and do a lot of shit with my voice, but I need to tone up, tone down, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just different shit like that.
Hey, man. So, you jack all trades, bro.
Nah.
Yeah. That's my guy.
Yeah.
True, bro. How your day go?
Been awesome.
Now, why was it so awesome?
I mean, it's I'm alive.
Here we go with this again.
Yeah, my boy can't be down.
No, I mean, I
didn't want you to be negative. Where's the negativity? Let's get negative.
We stepping right into the bull. It's just every time I ask him,
I say that.
I'm blessed to be alive. Really? Here we go with this shit.
Okay, that all right. I give you that. That's great. You got on the right foot.
Mm-hmm.
So what else happened today?
No, I just worked, man.
Grinding. Always in grind.
Everyday thing.
I understand, bro.
It's a lifestyle, not a habit.
There you go. Preach. Preaching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's facts.
Well, Jay.
What to do?
How your day go, bro?
Man, my day was extravagant.
Why was it extravagant?
Mm-hmm.
I'm alive.
You feel me?
Here we go with this shit. You feel me?
Here we go
with this shit, goddamn. You feel me? I'm alive.
You're alive. There you go.
I was able to run it up another day. You feel me? Hey.
No cap.
You feel me?
That's running it up another day, man.
Yes, sir.
Well, yes, guys, I gotta say my day was amazing too. I'm alive.
Okay.
I'm alive. I'm here live.
Damn, man. It's my dad.
No, don't die.
Here,
all right, we promote life and hustling.
Life of apparel, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out. But yeah, man, I had a very interesting day. I went to work, did my whoop-de-whoop things or whatever, but I got us a new co-host, and I can't wait till they get on the show. I can't wait to announce who we got.
I can't wait either.
I'm not gonna let y'all know a hint.
That's tough.
Just know Off the Rock is about to get real funny.
Not for real. I'm definitely gonna be tuned in today.
Y'all gonna be tuned in to coming on the show now.
Oh, you gonna wanna tune in. You gonna wanna tune in.
Oh yeah.
I'll come on the show now. You know it's shit.
See,
it's gonna be true in the dress.
Oh, it's gonna be true in the dress.
Yeah. He's gonna roll in the dress.
He's gonna be true again next week.
You wearing a dress, bro?
I'm not wearing a dress.
I ain't gonna top that. You
do
a lot of his skits on
me. I mean, I'm not an actor.
Yeah.
You know, hey, look,
I know how to act.
If you was, I ain't saying nothing wrong with it. I don't want nobody taking nothing wrong with it.
He give me $1 billion, I'll put it on. How much? I get $1 billion?
All right, he's gonna put this $1 million.
I'm gonna
jump in there, bitch, man.
He gonna go snatching all the couch stuff and
stuff. Give me something like him, I sure will put that.
You tell me I get what, 50 million if I do this? You want one or two dresses?
What you say?
A whole photo shoot.
Let me call my grandma real quick. Hey, grandma, look, bro, I got the plug. I just need you to give me all your Sunday dresses. Yeah. Right now. The one with the flowers in the back, too.
Not for real.
I did the wig before. You know, I was doing a little TikTok video for a while, so I was doing all that, for real. You know, acting like my dear and all that. I ain't never had a dress, but I did the wig.
You ever doing the TikTok sketches for, you know, you been an artist?
Actually, I ain't gonna say I've done TikTok sketches, but I've done TikToks. My girl is having a TikTok.
Okay.
She got videos that hit like over 200,000 views on that motherfucker.
Shout out.
But yeah, I'll be chilling. You know, I'll be chilling on there. I'll be seeing, I'm hip to all the TikTok trends and whatnot. I ain't gonna say I just be on that bitch doing every, you know, every shit. Hell no, I don't do all that, but I be on that motherfucker interacting though.
Yeah. I got a couple skits up my sleeve for Off the Rock that I want to pull out that I think might go a little viral or whatever. But
for sure. Slide them off.
I be thinking that artists should use TikTok to their advantage. You know,
well, a lot of them have been, though.
Yeah.
A lot of them have been.
Like Unghetto Matthew with that song Barbie, the Barbie Girl.
Mm-hmm.
That thing went crazy because it's a catchy little thing and they made a little dance to it. Whoopi with CJ. TikTok the sole reason why he TikTok had it. He got
man,
what
man,
he
man,
got.
Oh, boy, that, what's that name?
June Elite.
That's how that took out.
Spot him got him.
Yeah. With Spot him got him.
Oh, you talking about the, okay.
Same thing, though. But did y'all seen the beatbox song? Got a beatbox 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's literally just another artist's verse. And it's the same. I'm like, bro, if you don't put them shits together.
What you say?
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be like, I like this one. Oh, no, I got to go listen to this. Now you trying to piece them holes together. Like, I'm going to swipe the cue this one, and then this verse, and then this verse.
Yeah.
Like, please, guys, don't do that to me. I'll come to your studio and stop the session.
No, for real.
I'll kick the door down. Boom! Boy, what the hell you doing? I'm just messing, man. Shoot, bro. So, J Cash, bro, where you from? Are you from the 251 or surrounding areas? Where you from, dog?
No, not originally. Originally, I'm from Detroit, but I grew up basically here because I came here in my I moved here officially in my fifth grade year. So, end of my fifth grade, going into sixth grade, that's when I moved here from Detroit. So, I consider it really being here because, like, that's my teenage years, you feel me? Like, I consider that being my grown up years. Like, I'm doing that, but sitting in the house playing the game before that. So, you feel me? Like, But, I grew up here, so, I consider my building really be my home, for sure.
Like, when people say stuff like that, I be wondering. Like, you be all the way in Detroit. How in the absolute hell did you find this place all the way at the bottom? Like, did you just look at the map and play Russian roulette?
No, that ain't that. You fine, Couture. I'm like him. I'm from D.C.
Yeah.
That's by New York. So, how you think we knew where Alabama was way on that end of that? No map like that.
No, I mean, I know you knew Alabama.
Nah, I didn't know nothing.
Like Mobile. Even if you chose Alabama, you all the way at the nutsack of Alabama.
You know, you'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised, though, because
it's on a certain number of cities actually in Alabama people always hear about, though.
Yeah, and this really one of them.
And one of them,
Like, when we came down here, my dad was a preacher. That's how I ended up down here.
Oh, okay.
He wanted to start his own church in the South and whatnot. And he had, we ended up coming here to Mobile, so that's where
That's where he started his church at. So
when you think about that, that was kind of like a well put together plan. Like, I'm gonna go to the Bible Belt and start a church where I know I can get supporters. Cause up there it's probably hard to get supporters.
So he still has a church here now?
Yeah, he own a couple of businesses here. He got he prominent for a daycare. He got a daycare. Hope Academy.
Okay then. So shout out, man. So you mentioned earlier, well, off the show, now we on the show. So you are you signed to Day Six? Are you still signed?
No, sir. I'm independent.
Independent now.
I'm managed by Walter Jones.
Shout out to Walter. Yeah. I talked to him the other day. Yeah. That's a cool guy.
Yeah, what it do, Walt? Whenever you see this,
yeah, Walter,
that's my boy.
He been instrumental in helping a lot of like people get signed. Like, I want to say,
No Kizzy. Like, I got so many stories though. Like, yeah, he done had his hand in a lot of shit. I ain't even gonna count. So yeah, big
shout
boy
out.
Boy, do his thing off for real. So he working some shit for me as we speak. I don't want to speak on shit, but
I understand.
You know, it's
Let's scale it back a little bit. All right, so you get into the rap game. How did it feel being contacted by Day 6 to even have that offer on the table in the beginning?
Well, this is what it was. So I had a song that I recorded way back in 2016 with our Matt Tassie.
Yeah, shout out to the family. Best family though.
So I recorded this song called 48 Hours in 2016. Mm-hmm. Day 6. I ended up going up to Day 6 to meet with Walter for consultation. And when I met with him for consultation, he was going over my stuff. And around that time, they were getting ready to head up to Nashville for this music conference because they had just got into business with Ingrooves and whatnot, mm-hmm. And Universal. Mm-hmm. So Universal were looking for artists. Day 6 took that song, 48 Hours, that I made with Matt Tasman in 2016, and they sent it to Universal in 2017. Universal wanted the song, so they released it under Ingrooves in 2018. So the song came out 2 years after I made it. That's what started that. We did a whole press run for that motherfucker. I'm talking about, they did, like I said, they did their job with it. We, college, all the college shits and whatnot, we hit that. We hit plenty of little festivals on the way. We did a lot of promotion. I got put on a lot of blogs. I got put on Genius. They did a lot for as far as pushing that single. So for sure.
Yeah, how did it feel being in the wave of that, the run of that? Like, how did you feel? Like, damn, I might make it.
Oh shit, it feel good because like I'm around that shit. Like I've been seeing that shit. Like with Matt Tassie, for example. It's a lot of people that didn't know. That first tag that Matt had before he blew up, like right when he was blowing up, he was fucking with Tokyo Jets and shit. That was me. That was from 48 Hours. Matt Tassie been booming off real. That me. You feel me?
Okay, then.
We got down. We used to cook up a lot of shit. Like I said, big shout out to him. I'm talking about, he locked in with me like once after, I say about one or two sessions. This is what, I ain't even know who Matt was for real. I just knew he was a producer. This is what I said, 2015, 2016. We lock in. So he ended up becoming my like exclusive producer. Like he was like, hey, I remember we recorded two songs. The nigga turned around and said, hey, bro, all right, so we got two. We need an album. Goddamn. So we just locked in after that, goddamn, and got to moving. So like, it's always, and I see where he at now, you know what I'm saying? And we still keep in touch. Like the level he at now, he still same nigga. No, nothing changed.
That's
man,
for real,
sure.
Bro.
Same nigga, no kissing.
That's what I'm saying, man. Cause I know we went up to Atlanta to work with him in studio. And for the people who watch Off the Rock, we do got some behind the scenes footage and all that type of footage coming out soon. But you're right, he's still the same person that I grew up with.
Yeah.
Cause we went to Davidson and we said all the time. We was in band together, hanging out. I check on his mama, he check on my mama. He's still the same guy, you know.
Yeah.
But back, you know, the dealing with you in the situation of that, like, okay, so now you leave Day 6. What made you want to, you know what I'm saying, go independent?
Well, it wasn't really anything. Like, I ain't gonna say like it was nothing really necessarily wrong or anything. Day 6 went through a little situation, but like I said, they overcame that. It just happened to be during the time of all of my contracts and shit and everything that I was supposed to be doing. Everything on my behalf got froze up because of the certain legal situations that Day 6 was going through at the time.
Okay.
So, And big shouts out to Mr. Petway at Day 6 because he fought that shit, fucked them niggas. But yeah. So after that, it got to a point where I was ready to, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, look, shit, I need to, you know what I'm saying? It's been some time, you feel me? Yeah, 2020. So that's when I dropped, that's when I came out. I linked up with Trouble, that boy Trouble. Link with Trev. Big shouts out to Link with Trev, that my dog. Y'all, if y'all ain't got no beats from that man, you need to go get some beats from that man, because that boy the GOAT for sure. You know what I'm talking about? But that nigga Link with Trouble. That boy Link with Trev, that boy Too Tough. We dropped an exclusive mixtape, goddamn Project Wolf. He did every motherfucking song on that bitch except for what, 2 songs.
Okay.
He did every beat on that bitch.
How many songs on there?
20. Matt Tazzy did one of them, and then I bought one from another producer.
So you know, like, how important is having a really good beat?
Man, bro, that's the most important shit. I don't give a fuck how good you rap. I'm just gonna keep it a buck, bro. Like, wait.
Yeah, it is.
Bro, your production got to be top notch, man. Your production, that's everything to me. I'm so picky on beats. When I say I'm about probably the pickiest artist that you will probably meet on beats, bro, I will. Bro, like, you can add this man around, bro. I'm picky as default. Like, you can, if you think I'm capping, you can go stream Project Wolf and hear every beat on that motherfucker. You can't tell me everyone don't slap on God. Cause shit, I'm too picky on beats. I was taught that shit. Production is everything.
Oh, yeah.
If you can capture their ass sonically with them instruments, and as long as you sound halfway decent, halfway shit,
they
gonna listen to that shit, my nigga. Shit, no, for real. But like, I do take major pride in my penmanship too. So I ain't just saying I'm just saying bullshit on all my music, but. You know what I'm saying?
We gonna have you on Off the Rock. You ain't giving a fuck about what you putting on your songs.
That's a vibe, though.
For real. Alright, bro. You could have been a pilot. You could have been a musician. You could have been a whatever else you wanted to be. What made you want to be an artist?
Well, what made me really want to be an artist, for sure, like, was the whole label shit, bro. Like, I done been through too much shit. Like, I done a lot of shit. Like, it's a lot of, like, I know, like, I feel like I'm old down this motherfucker. I'll be like, bro, you not old. I'm 25, but I feel like I'm old as shit. I've been doing this shit for a minute. I done brought artists down this motherfucker. Like, I know, for the artists that's watching, if it's any artists watching, I know it's hard to get booked on shows and shit, like, getting opening up for niggas. Bro, me and my people done brought niggas down here,
okay,
so we can throw our own shit. I'm brought Hood Rich Paul LaJuan down this bitch more than one time. You feel me? We done booked Mary Widow for our own shit multiple times. You feel me? I'm finna book the Mary Widow again to throw my own shit again, get some artists like that bitch, and throw our own shit, bro. Pay ourselves.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's the best way I done ever capped off shit. You feel me? I done opened up for plenty of niggas. I done did the Soul Kitchen at max capacity. That shit cool and all, but shit, when you get it, like, I'd rather have 50 people in a building that I know that'll see me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That I know paid the dough to come to see me, you feel me? Right. That made me feel better at the end of the night.
Damn,
then goddamn 6,000 people in the room that really came to see a nigga that ain't really trying to see you. Which is good exposure, you look good on camera, right. You feel me? I got great footage that night, you feel me?
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, every show that I did that I threw by myself, way better reception, way better feedback. Every person I touched individually in the room, and they were like, bro, this a vibe. We fuck with you. Let me know when you're doing this again.
No, right. So I was at one of those shows. How was you opening up for Jay Montana? I was there for that. That show was a nice show. Like, how do you feel about that show that you did that night?
I feel like it was dope. I liked the energy in that. The whole setup was cool. I fucked with it. I definitely fucked with it.
Yeah.
I definitely fucked with it.
I got a chance to, like, watch everybody. And the one thing that I noticed was everybody's stage presence was different. But you could tell, like, the experience of, like, everybody's career and where they were going. Like, I got a chance to see Fat Mac in his stage presence, which I could tell, like, he was growing in the stage presence. Because, like, that was his very first show that he ever did.
Yeah.
You know, but I could tell from song 1 to song 3, he was opening up. He was like, okay, so this how it's
going to get comfortable.
Right, yeah, right. And then you came on stage presence with him because you used to doing that.
Then
I got a chance to see Jay kind of dip back down a little bit because he's new to the stage. That was his very first show.
Yeah.
And he headlined, which is, that's a big deal, being able to headline your very first show.
Yeah.
Like, how important do you think stage presence is to a concert or an event that you are performing at?
That's everything. Because, like, that's the thing. When I get the microphone, everybody in the building, arena, whatever, they're going to know I'm Nell. Hey, get up. Yeah. We here. What's good? You feel me? I'm gonna make contact with everybody in there. I'm just one of those kind of people. When I walk in a room and speak, the room just light up. And that's just my personality. I'm one of them kind of people. And I don't have a problem showing that. Yeah. That's why I like to perform. That shit's second nature to me. He ain't even performing to me. Me, that shit up there that you saw was just like some standard dad the outfit shit. It's just normal to me. Like, I like that shit. I could be a public speaker if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. Like, that shit is nothing to me. For real. So, yeah. That's very important because especially if nobody knows your music and they just not checking you out, you feel me? You got to have stage performance because guess what? If they don't remember your music, they're going to remember your set. They're going to remember your energy. They're going to be like, I don't remember necessarily what he's talking about, but I was bumming to his shit because he had me engaged. You feel me? They're going to remember you because you was the one doing the most or you left an imprint on their mind. They ain't going to remember the nigga that was up there in one spot, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Which ain't, you know what I'm saying? I understand everybody growing and whatnot, but I ain't knocking nobody. But that just worked for me. You feel me? Like, I go up there, I put more energy into my stage presence, more so than even just like performing the music itself. I'm talking about just my movements, where I go in the room, where I'm directing my voice at, you feel me? Try to make everybody that's in the room, from the bartender to the nigga playing the sound to the person right in front of me.
Yeah, I got a question then. If you was let's say you was a talent scout, A&R, or anything like that. Would you look for an artist that already has a lot of the stage presence and somebody that you can already invest in, or would you be looking for an artist that you can mold into that?
Personally, if I was just keeping the book, if I was a scout, I would want somebody that's showing me already they got stage presence. Mm-hmm. Because I know off that they can sell without music. That if you can, like, I can get up there. I'm gonna keep it a buck. I would have rocked that bitch without music. Like, it's just your energy. You can't deny a good or a certain vibrations you put out. You feel me? People gonna feel what you're giving out, regardless of how you feel me. Like, that's just what it is. But if people sense that you either timid or you know what I'm saying, you might not be coming out your shell, they gonna make you dig back, put yourself deeper in your shell, because they gonna give off that energy back to you, and then you gonna feel like, why these people ain't fucking with me, because you ain't fucking with yourself up here for real.
And one thing that I noticed is, with the stage presence and just the vibe that a concert will have can change your perception on a certain song on an album.
Yeah.
Like, you can listen to the song, and like that's why it's, some artists should listen to their song in the car before they just release it. Because hearing it in the studio is one thing, but hearing it in the car, like people doing the radio. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Some artists would just, like, they'll record a song back in the day, and they like, all right, I got to go play it in the car. That's how I know if it's a hit.
If you're a hit, right.
Now, going to the stage present, if you on stage and you rocking out that song, whenever I hear that song in the car, I'm not going to think of just that song. I'm not just going to think of that vibe. I'm going to think the energy from that concert is going to carry with me forever on that song. Because I'm going to be like, damn, that mud just hit. Like,
and guess what? The next time you pop out, whether you doing a local event or even a bigger upscale event, guess what? That person that saw you that said, hey, that nigga rock that shit, that'll make them want to come spend the bread just to come see you. They might not even want to see the nigga that's goddamn, you feel me? I done did shows in the city that I ain't know it was people that even followed me or fucked with me that I'd be like, all right, I'm headed to such and such. I mean, we had a show at Element and shit. I put them on the way. I had people commenting on my shit. I ain't even know who they were. They were like, oh, bro, what time your city is? We on the way. We saw your last shit. We blah, blah, blah. You feel me? I'm like, oh, shit.
You never know who watching.
You feel me? Yeah. So, you never know who watching. So, shit, you never know. You know what I'm saying? Every show, every performance you do, you gain a fan or you lose a fan. You don't walk out. Ain't never nothing in between. My guy, either you gain some or you lose some. Period. That's just how that work.
But that's the difference of you being into the music world for them or you being in the music world for yourself. The art, then that's where your priority lies. You know, if you gonna vibe with that, if you gonna focus much on that, or if you gonna focus more on your music. So now I noticed, like, you had the mixtape out. Everything is coming in full circle around this Wolf emblem. Why do you use that as your, you know, I guess it's your logo, your emblem?
I don't know. It's something that kind of stuck. It stuck with me. It was like I don't know if that's my spirit animal or what. Shit, I don't know how the fuck that shit worked, but that shit just stuck with me. Actually, the way we named Project Wolf, which was the name of the, my album, me and Trevor, since we were doing a joint project together, we were like, his producer team was collabing on the beats, and I was doing the rapping or whatnot or whatever the fuck. Shit. his producer group was called Project 626. So I was like, well, shit, I'm doing the wolf shit. Niggas be calling him Baby Wolf shit. So I'm gonna say, fuck, we can call this shit Project Wolf.
There you go.
So that's how we came up with the the Project Wolf shit. And then it just came and go.
The whole people, vibe.
Yeah, the whole vibe of that shit just go.
I was there the whole entire tape.
If you was there for the whole tape, how would you describe his studio setting, like his studio ambiance?
I didn't see this man coming in and I got a song in 10 minutes, you know what I'm saying? I done seen him do shit that'll take a couple hours, you know what I'm saying? Everything perfected, you know what I'm saying? That's how it is, everything be perfected, like the chemistry perfect, every station, you know what I'm saying?
Like, and do you like a lot of people in the, cause you know y'all rap.
No.
So a lot of rappers do. Like me as R&B artist, I cannot stand
Let me tell you, look. Even when I'm talking about from just in the house studios, and them house studios, I don't record house studio now. That bitch A1. To being in big expensive ass night studios, I ain't never like a lot of niggas around the studio with me. That's just me personally, because this is just how I am. I think of it like this, bro. I'm here for business. You feel me?
Yeah.
I understand when we get rich, it might be a different story. I just want niggas around me, fine, fuck it. Mm-hmm. But we on the come up type shit, you feel me? I'm here to work. That's what this is. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if y'all know what the studio life like. That's just like if a girl, I done had girls that I done been with, I want to go to your studio session. Right. I used to sit in the studio, I go to day 6 at 8 in the morning. My session would get off and be done at 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. You feel me? By 11 o'clock, we going to lunch. I'm bored. or my niggas in there. Man, bro, what you finna do, Cash? The fuck you mean what I'm finna do?
Nigga, don't you see me in this big ass clear box?
Yeah, nigga, roll up or something. Shit, what you think? Shit, what? Yeah. But shit, this is what it is. Shit, so yo, I mean, I like, and me personally also for the engineer, say, I like that too, because the engineer is just as important as me.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? The engineer is just as important or more important than me. I'm just going to keep it a buck. If it weren't for these engineers making us sound damn good, we wouldn't be hitting on shit. So I'm just keeping it a buck. You feel me? So, shit, I like to respect the engineer as well and provide a stable work environment. And that gives me time to develop a chemistry with the engineer. One-on-one type shit to be like, yeah, so he can just focus on our work type shit. And so that now, off the first impression, if it's our first time working together, he's like, shit, this man by their business. He came in, knocked that shit out. You feel me? Maybe once I get comfortable around him, bring the game. A couple of them, you feel me?
I can work easy hands. I can work a lot faster and easier when it's just
you. But yeah, when it's just you, that too. Yeah, you.
My thing is, you have more people in there, then you got more people want to give input and other type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
And that messes up your whole vibe. Like, people trying to be like, hey, you need to do this. Like, let me do my own thing with my music, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, because somebody going to like it and everybody not going to like it at the same time. Regardless of how good I think it is. Everybody's not gonna like it anyway.
True. But it's still a lot of artists that we don't know that got $1 million, and I feel like that is the move.
Like, and that's what's so good about today's age too, bro. Like, what's fucked up, bro. Like, I experienced. So 2018 was when I originally got signed and shit. Mm-hmm. I experienced like a big like before. How shit is now with the digital shit and the streaming. Mm-hmm. Like 2018, we was using Apple Music and shit, of course. Mm-hmm. But you know, from 2018 to 2021, the digital shit has went up even more. But I'm talking about shit that, and like I said, big shouts out to Walter Jones at Day 6, because he was all on top of this shit way back then. But he was putting me on shit that like was going on now. Like, he was calling that shit, like, you feel me? Like, way back type shit. Like, this ain't no kizzy. Like, the shit with Flo Milli. I said, man, let me tell you something, bro.
Let's go.
Let me tell you something. Let's like, look, game, I fucking, when I met Flo Milli, when I was got there recording at Day 6 and shit, I'd be in there doing my sessions. I met her for the first time. When I met her, she had 18,000 followers. She already had a little following and shit. Mm-hmm. That's when she was working at Metro doing her videos and shit. Mm-hmm. Walter was introduced me, and he was managing her at the time, and blah, blah, blah. She recorded. I didn't even know. I remember I walked in on one of her sessions. I had a session right after her. I ain't know she got there and recorded beef in Day 6, you feel me? Until like I heard the song and then I was like, bro, that's the shit her ass was recording. I ain't know who she was that night. Mm-hmm. She was just in there with one of her homegirls, came out, hey, how you doing? Look, you feel me? So anyway, we get to chopping it up. Me and her get to chopping it up after the show I had, and we was talking about Day 6 and Walter, whatnot. This was right before she got gone to RCA with up in New York type shit before the first shit went off. She was asking me, yo, blah, blah, blah. Should I sign with Day 6? I want Walter to manage me. I told her, shit, do what you, whatever you feel like. Yeah, you feel me? But that motherfucker, bro, like, I could tell, like, this is just all, that was my only time really just sitting in the, like, sitting down and talking to her. Like, that motherfucker smart as hell.
Smart as hell.
And she cool as fuck, too. Like,
smart as hell.
Like, no, for real. Like, she cool as fuck. And she still the same motherfucker to this day. No kizzy. Mm-hmm. Same motherfucker. Right. As when she was coming in there. For, like, same motherfucker.
I feel like those are, like, those people are, like, jewels to, like, the world, like, to life. Those people who can make extra money or get to where they want to be comfortable in life and not turn into an asshole. Because I feel like money doesn't change you. People are like, oh, money changes you.
It bring out your real you. Money gonna bring out your real you, for sure.
I feel like if I was, like, say, off the rock, I become a million. We become millionaires. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not by myself. I probably still be the same motherfucker out here getting 251 orders on my show. Because like, I'm be like, I made this not only for generational wealth in my family, but I made this so like artists like us could be like, I got a voice, I got a platform. Exactly.
This your shit. Like,
and then
I respect that shit. Exactly. You know, for real.
We can get more people to come on and be like, hey, bro, I'm from 251. I want to be able to get my stuff out. I listen to them like, hey, you dope. Come on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. You know. Shout out to all the artists that have been on Off the Road. We got a couple of them. Coke K in the comments and everything. Shout out to Hood.
Hey, shout out to Coke K. I checked you out last Friday when I was in the new spot.
Yeah, you go crazy.
Yeah, you do, man. You do your thing. You pop your shit.
Yeah.
Keep popping your shit.
Next question I got to ask you, bro. What's your pregame studio meal?
Pregame studio meal?
I feel like you going to say, cut ramen. Goddamn.
Who, me?
Cheetos.
Oh, no. I'm a little bougie. I ain't gonna hold it. I bust down some noodles. I don't like cup noodles, though. Them nasty. I eat the regular ones out the pack.
I'm just bougie. You finna be?
I don't fuck with the cup noodles, though. But shit, pre-studio shit for me. Cause shit, I literally stay like right next door to a Fuzaklis, basically. So I be like, I fuck with the Fuzaklis heavy. It's a Channel 1.
I'm talking about China One, Waterburger, Cottage Hill, Fitness, and that place. I'm out there on the west side.
Yeah, nigga, you way.
Yeah.
All right, so you go to China One, what you getting?
The spell real, motherfucker. Spell real. Shrimp fried rice, no onion.
Penny wing.
Extra egg roll. That boy. Yes, sir.
Hey, bro.
And we working it up. Hey, look, say, man. And big shout out to my engineer, Pap Star, because.
This setup reminds me of how, because I stay in Cottage Hill Place.
I record literally across from my breezeway. Like, I be recording in my house shoes. I get up in the morning, smoke me blunt, go right across the wake that nigga
up. Wake up, I'm gang banging on the bacon, nigga.
You feel me? Like, so big shouts out to him.
Yeah.
This shit hard, bro. I like this setup, bro. I'm going to keep talking about this hoe, cause you don't understand. Like, this is one of them shits, like, this is like a video game, you feel me? You know how, like, on a video game, like, on some shit, like, damn, I'm standing outside this hoe, ain't look shit. Like, then when you get into it, how the fuck this shit look like this in here, but I'm standing out here, this hoe, like, yeah. This type shit, this clean, bro. Yeah. I fucking love that, dude. Real innovative, what you feel me? I'm fun with it.
I like the homie type vibe.
Yeah, the homie vibe. Well, now let's.
So I guess when we get a bigger studio, we got to make sure it's homie.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Keep it homie.
We got to.
I'm gonna couch or something. Hey, you designed this shit, that boy need to be a studio designer because he slid it up. I'm digging the curtains. You feel me? Look, the boy got the motherfucker look like leaves.
This nigga got leaves.
Goddamn ceiling fan. Nigga,
okay,
he got a studio phone wedged in the crease with a ball meets the ceiling.
You got to have it wedged. Don't
cream.
My boy did that shit, though. Like, he really doing this shit.
Oh, God. Yeah. Make sure a nigga don't be too out of two cars at the L, blow on top of a nigga scalp. Yeah. I'm sitting here, brush straight. Like, on God. Like, this shit clean. I wouldn't leave this hoe.
Yeah.
I wouldn't leave this motherfucker. I'm not gonna hold you, bro. I'd be so funky in this motherfucker, bro. Like, I wouldn't leave.
I have bad
nigga walking walk in this bitch, nigga. What's bang? Go bang. Go do something besides come out of here. You feel me? Come on, hey, I'm about to get a bathroom installed in this motherfucker, but I'm not leaving it, bitch.
Look, man.
I said a house out there, just live in this hole. On God, just be like, shit, y'all. I said that bitch out there and just live in here. Nah, for real.
Nah, for real.
Hey, yeah, yeah. Oh. My little Xbox right there, got the TV right there, too. Well, fuck, bro. Nah, I apologize. I'm just digging the spot, bro.
You good?
I apologize.
Like, look, man. All I was going to say is shout out to our sponsor, Punkus the Bando Kitchen, bro. If you need some good food, fast, hot, and delivered straight to you, go on Instagram and go to Punkus the Bando Kitchen. All his dishes are on his Instagram photos. Send him DMs and he'll make sure he gets yours. Straight sent to
I'm definitely gonna have a fuck with, bro.
Exactly, bro. As a matter of fact, I want to say two episodes from now, he'll be making us food. So if y'all want to pull
so
back
two
up,
episodes, yeah. You need to let me know so I can
put it in the calendar.
I bet.
I'll put it in the calendar, we'll get with you. Bro, so now let's just get down on some shit we all can collaborate on. You know what I'm saying? Let's get to the current events. All right, so current events section. I don't know if y'all been paying attention to the social media webs or whatever. Pritchard is about to get a Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. That's official.
It's official.
Yeah, that's official.
They got the sign outside. Pritchard is about to get
a And they about to get a Foot Locker too?
Yeah.
What?
They getting a Foot Locker
too? Yo, they getting a Foot Locker. No, no kizzy. No, hold on. I seen need, somebody, I mean, share.
It might be, but they don't need to put no Foot Locker, Pritchard.
They need to slap that bitch right next to Lotus.
Just say, hey,
say they
though?
Need to slap that bitch right next to Lotus.
What they gotta do though is they gonna have to tear down Pritchard Mall and rebuild it.
They ain't going for it.
They need to go for it.
They ain't gonna tear that hoe down, bro.
Okay, so alright, so if Pritchard is gonna build this stuff,
as long as Lotus is right now, it's not going nowhere. Big shouts out to Ed.
So, my thing is, Flavor's over there.
So, yeah, bitch, shout out.
I mean, they can get them a bigger, nicer building.
They can.
I mean, not.
But they not going to do that. That's a staple in the community. They going to keep that shit right now, bro. I'm trying to tell you. That's a staple in the community. That shit's a staple, bro. That shit a staple.
Them strippers be trash.
I worked in there, bro. That bitch a staple, bro. I'm telling you.
Hey, man.
Well, where at, though? Hold on.
At
Lotus. Hey, look, bro, I can't blame you for saying that. I used to help manage that hoe. I know some that
working there, but they wouldn't have done that night. I went there because the night I went there, I'm in the wall like, don't even touch me,
bro.
Y'all,
funny.
Yeah, I mean,
that'd
be like,
ew. Shout out to the Lotus girls, you feel me?
I ain't no shout out for me.
Cash fucking with all.
Somebody need to do some more auditions for me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Everybody in that motherfucker, I can't say was the best on no pole. Yeah. Now, there was some aerodynamic motherfuckers in that bitch.
They gonna be a couple.
It was some aerodynamic women in that motherfucker. I'm talking about they can get on that pole and turn to a propeller.
And it's
like
so few. And they be the ones that ain't from here. They be like saying Grand Bay or somewhere or something. Or Leroy.
Oh, yeah, no.
Grand Bay. How they even find it?
Look,
and they drive
last year,
down. They be driving
look,
down.
I remember last year we had a day party there, motherfucker. We had a girl from Indianapolis.
See what I'm saying?
We had a girl from Indianapolis
travel,
come all the way down
they
this travel, motherfucker,
man.
Bro.
They travel.
And look, let me tell you something. And here go back to your point talking about can't dance.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. Like, I don't know, y'all know how strip club work. It's her first day coming in, so I'm there with the owner, Ed. He's sitting there watching her. He tell her, show me what you got, type shit. So he's sitting there looking. Boy, that motherfucker look like Lil Nas.
No!
That's Satan shoes.
We still gotta talk about the Prince of Starbucks before I get into that.
My fault, bro. I keep deterring and shit. My fault.
All right, look, bro. Yeah, Prince is gonna be putting the